Agenda item number 15, report and possible discussion on Allen's Creek Reservoir by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a presentation. There's a report in your board book. I can take any questions that you might have. Just real briefly, the key points of that write-up in your book are: in November, BRA is going to go out with the City of Houston and start the process for hiring an engineer to start the 404 permitting of the reservoir. Out in the private world of engineers, this is a really, really big project, so you may be called, and if you do, just send them my way. We'll select an engineer, get them on board, and start working with the Corps, get a scope of work, and start permitting the project. I'm meeting on a monthly basis with the City of Houston, and the City of Houston is working through some details on offering the BRA some more of their water. So we'll see where that goes.
Tell them the progress you've made with the discussions.
The discussions that we've had with the city kind of go like this. I informed them that it was very, very important that we move out with permitting. If you go in and you look in the Region H water plan, all of this water for this reservoir is intended to be used in the Brazos Basin. So through a series of discussions, and based on what Houston has said in the past, BRA, if we could sell 20% of our water, we'd move forward with the project. We offered to buy that water. And when they offered to make that water available to us, the conversation kind of went like this. Okay, well then, Houston, we need more water. As a matter of fact, we need all of the water. And once that discussion started happening, we found ourselves in a place of discussing with the City of Houston a two-phase process where we could buy Houston's water from them and then ultimately, hopefully, provide a proposal to buy them out of the project. So that's the road that we're trying to go down. That may take months, if not a year, to accomplish. But the primary thing is to get moving on 404 permitting, because that's going to take somewhere in the, I'm just going to throw this number out, 3 to 5 years to get done. And we really can't start mainstream design of the reservoir until we get far enough along in the 404 permitting.
You already have a water permit for water rights.
That's right.
And so now just the dig out the dirt.
The 404 permit is a federal permit that, yeah. It's kind of an all-encompassing permit. When you start messing with riverbanks and riverbeds and streams and endangered species and flora and fauna and archaeological sites, so you just have to kind of come in and prove up that you don't have that and what your mitigations are going to be if you do have that. So that's what that permit is.
Oh, I didn't know. I just wanted you to tell everybody else.
I knew you did.
The 30-70 is that BRA owns 30% of it and Houston owns 70. So what you just said was that we would tell them that we're going to buy that part of that 70 from them. Is that what I heard?
The discussions that we're having right now are, okay, Houston, if you need somebody to buy 20% of your water for you to be an active participant in the project, why don't you just sell all that water to us?
Okay.
And that's the conversation that we're having now, and that begs the question in the future, then, if we're buying all the water from you, what's your role in the reservoir?
Exactly.
But in the meantime, they've authorized us as a 30% partner to go out and contract, and they're going to reimburse us 70% of the cost?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're going to let us do that?
They would provide their 70% of the capital cost to build a reservoir, though, based on the income stream from our purchase of the 20% of their water?
Theoretically, that's the way it would work if they stayed an active 70% owner in the project.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I understand it.
That's the track. And then the whole, go ahead, Phil, I'm sorry.
The issue is, right, quite frankly, is they viewed this as a cash cow because they don't need the water. So then we started asking the question, said, okay, what are you going to price your 70% at? Because we have a system break. So how do you walk the dog back that says, okay, we're right now just using what we're using at $70 an acre foot, and they want to charge $400 an acre foot? That doesn't work. So we finally got them to understand that logic, I think. In the last 7 years, it's been 3 steps forward, 27 back. And I think we're getting closer to at least getting.
But in any event, in terms of the capital cost to build the project, Are they like the permitting that we're getting ready to get started on? Are they going to be paying 70% of that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they will be. Now, I got to make it clear that going forward, Houston's not paying any money. They didn't budget any money for the next fiscal year to start this permitting. We put $2.5 million in the budget. If next year we'll have the same conversation with Houston, it's time to budget going forward for the next year. Are you in? Are you out? If they're out, to be quite frankly with you, 404 permitting is going to cost us $5 million. That's a rounding error at the end of a $300 million project,
right,
and not worthy of slowing the train down any longer.
The reservoir costs $300 million now.
Well,
I remember at first it was like $100 million. That was the number.
And you got 10 years, what do you want?
But that's been 7-8 years.
The last engineering report in 08 had a $200 million price tag. Region H is fixing to evaluate the cost of the reservoir, and the first thing that we will do with our consultant is look at what those costs look like going forward also. And yeah, the number $300 million is being thrown around.
Wow. Makes our permit just south.
The issue for you folks is going to be, this is a real big project in the world of the engineering consultant, because it's got a $300 million tag on the end of it. So there's going to be a lot of folks, and we've discussed in-house a PR strategy for getting out and dealing with this. Once we go on the street for a public request for proposal, there'll be media that's going to jump right out and say, hey, BRA's building Allen's Creek, and there'll be a few weeks of excitement, and then we'll get back into the lull of doing what we're doing. So we'll manage that.
Sometime when you're talking, you should tell them how much per acre feet you're going to get for systems operations permit, and how much this is going to cost, because it's going to let you know why people should approve the systems operation.
We told
them
that.
I don't think people know that.
We told them that, and they hired an engineer to come in to validate that, and it was validated.
Wonderful.
Facts don't matter.
In projects like this, are we going to use a GEC, a general engineering overseer, to, like, big road projects, for example, use a general engineering consultant that kind of manages? Because you've got to have so many. Is that in the cards, or are we going to manage that process?
Once we get further along in permitting and we understand what all of our challenges are going to be with the reservoir, that very well may be an option that we look at.
I like a general contractor.
Somebody that can come in and manage mitigation, can manage construction, can manage funding through Water Development Board, BR,
now,
all of those, yeah. To be determined.
I don't know who to
for sure.
Put in outlets.
Anything else? Thank you.
Okay.